Hello, welcome to Olamide's Voice podcast. It's been a while. Do anyone really miss me? My bad. I've not been consistent in this past week. It has been a rough one. Hopefully we'll pass through it. As they say, hopefully this one too shall pass. So, what I bring to you this week I just want to talk about the situation of tech companies in Nigeria or maybe in Africa, I don't know. So, I just want to ask the question I want to ask is that is Africa is Africa really ready for this tech thing, or we are just trying to jump on the bandwagon, or how did they say it? Because if you look at the rate at which tech companies in Nigeria they fail, right? At the rate at which they fail these days is alarming. And it now brings question like, are we ready for the tech yet, or is just an hype thing? Maybe we are just hyping this tech stuff. So yeah, that's what I want to talk about today. So the point I really want to hold is this particular tech company that just recently closed up. So it's called Edukoya. It's edutech platform, right? So this platform is like an education platform for children, where you can like go to school online, study online, like as a student, right? So the company recently raised some funds and they returned the funds. So they said they are going to return the funds, right? So they say what caused this is initially they had, when they started out, it was all going fine and well. They were able to onboard almost 80,000 students and it was all going fine until they realized that they can't scale, right? They can't scale the business because of the infrastructure, lack of internet access to almost the masses of this country. And let's say even if there is internet, the internet is slow, it's worst, the data price is going up. MTN recently increased their own like almost 200% increment in all data subscription bundle. So, and the alternative we can use now is Glo, but Glo is so slow. So it brings the question, is our infrastructure really ready for tech, or we are just jumping into the bad wagons? If you look around you, there is a lot of problems to solve with tech, right? There are a lot of problems. Like you look around you, you look at business people, you look at them, you want to go in there and ask them what are the daily challenges you face doing your business. Do you think if you have a particular app that can help you solve this, will you be able to use it? And if you are using it, will you be able to pay for it? They will definitely pay for it. They will definitely pay for it if it solves their problem. That's just the thing about businesses. They want a way to move faster. They want a way to scale up and also do their business and also enjoy their life as well. So, Edukoya went out planning to return the funds that you raised. So, and also there are a lot of tech companies that have gone under like that. And so you look at the country, you look at it. Is the country really encouraging tech? Right? Even if you look at most successful companies that are into tech, the tech actually is not really that, without the tech, they can still function. Because at the end of the day, let's say, for example, food delivery companies, they can do it on pen and paper or maybe through phone calls. And it will turn out to be fine. They can do it. So you look at the country, you wonder, do we need tech? And so another part of it that baffles me a lot is the AI space, right? The AI space, really, yeah, there are some aspects in the tech, in the let's say in the system that AI can work. Let's say, for example, AI can work in the financial sector, because if you look at all the technological sectors in Nigeria, you see that the fintech is the only place that you see that the infrastructure is still better and it doesn't really need much for you to evolve. They can start using AI because there's a lot of data and things to use AI for. But when you look at other side of things, let's say for example agri-tech, let's say food tech, good, yes, AI can enter food tech. But let's not pretend that like the infrastructure is good. The infrastructure is not, and we need to narrow down our resources and try to look into fixing our infrastructure. Right, the nation, the country as a whole, need to look into infrastructure. Infrastructural development, making sure that this technology first gets into hands of a lot of people first, right? Yeah, tech has evolved, but look at China. They have their own Facebook, they have their own Google, they have their own WhatsApp, they have their own everything. Almost they don't use. So this is the kind of thing we need. Same thing with Russia. Same thing with almost North Korea. These countries, they have their own version of things that, but we in this part of the world, we I would say we are influenced by the Western culture, by the Western infrastructure, which we don't have. We want to copy the West, but we don't have the infrastructure. Let's say someone like me now, I want to be streaming, I want to be playing game on Twitch, but I can't because my internet is slow, I have low resources, you know, this kind of thing. You know, this kind of situation need to be worked on. We need to get these things right. We need to evolve on our own. Currently, we are not evolving our own. We are on our own. We are evolving based on the Western civilization, right? So that's my thoughts on Nigerian tech situation right now. So man, I've been working on a lot of things. There have been a lot of tech stuff, right? One thing I work on this week, last week is I'm actually working on one particular mobile app, right? And it's an app that get you all the latest news in Nigeria, right? It gets you all the top news, the latest. Now I'm just saying latest, I won't say top, I'll say latest. So as they drop, it gets you the news. So actually this is how the backend is written in Next.js. It's a backend framework for JavaScript, so it scroll all the top news currently there are three top news that I'm currently crawling on the back end. It's The Punch, Shara Reporters, and Legit.ng. So I crawl those blog. So once I crawl it, I just clean everything up, then get the latest ones out of it. If it's still like hours and minutes, so I get them out, then I save it into the database using Supabase database. So once I save it into the database, the mobile app will be able to like get the latest news. So another thing I do is I don't really store all the old news. So once after every 1 hour that the cron job is about to start, it first deletes all the old news that are in the DB, delete them and replace them with the new news that they just got. So by doing this, there won't be, because it's a news, right? You want to see the latest ones. So it's just better to remove the old ones and put fresh ones after every 1 hour, because most of those news sites, they drop news after 1 hour. So that's the app. So the Android side is done to some parts. So I'm currently trying to add a category feature. So this category feature will be able to, help you look for news based on category that interests you. So from politics to economics to entertainment to technology. So you'll be able to narrow down your search using the category feature. So yeah, so I'm also planning on adding maybe notification, so in order to notify the user when there's the latest news. But one thing that I need is I need the server that is up, always up. Currently I'm using Render free tier. So and the Render free tier is it kill itself after like 2 minutes or 5 minutes of unused. So it just went off. So then when the traffic start hitting the endpoint, it start building back up again. So this is kind of slow, because you have to wait for the server to be back fully up before you start getting news. And this will also hinder the cron job from running every 1 hour. So currently Render is $7 per month. And the thing is that I don't want to use AWS. The reason why I don't want to use AWS, because the free tier is okay, but it's just like, I think it's 12 months or I don't know. So I think 3 months free tier, you use it. But I don't want to use it yet. So if I don't have now, I have any option. So that then I'll not use AWS. But the reason why I love Render is because I don't have to do much configuration than just adding my environment variables and choose maybe I want to run through Docker, which is probably, I would say, the best option to run, because there's always 80% chance of your deployment being successful when you use Docker container than using just pure JavaScript and all that. So that's what I'm working on. So I've been working on the category feature, trying to structure my crawling functions to also be able to crawl by categories. So I've been looking through the pages, trying to see what I can get so that I can structure the categories, right? So I'm also working on the iOS using Swift UI. So I actually have some experience of Swift UI, not professional experience though, but from learning experience. So it was easy for me to pick it back up and just trying to look, just with some help of documentation and all that, I was able to look into and refresh some of my knowledge of Swift UI. So Actually, calling, making API calls in Swift UI is very, very easy. And the thing is, it is very similar with Compose, with Jetpack Compose. Swift UI also uses view model architecture, where you create your view model and everything that has to do with data changes is inside the view model. All you just have to do is whenever you want to use the data, you just call it inside the UI. So there is a separation of concern between the UI and the view, the data, right? So it's very, 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 very awesome, man. It's easy for me to relate because I was coming from a fresh knowledge of Jetpack Compose UI layer model. So I was just able to grab it quickly when I asked ChatGPT how to make API calls in Swift UI. So I would have loved to show people the Swift UI UI, because the news list, the top news list pages is done. Then I've also laid out the category page. So what I just need to do now is integrate the API call. So when you click on each category, it opens a new page and lists the news based on that category. So that's what I'm planning to do. So but I'll first implement the Android version, because Android version is easy for me to deploy, because I use Android phone, and using Android test flight, I'll be able to just upload it on test flight and APK flight, right, rather. But Apple test flight, I can't use it currently because Apple test flight is not free. So that is it. I just want to speak to you about everything. I know, say I fuck up. I've been less consistent with this, but just bear with me. Don't mind me. Just bear with me. I will. I'll make it up to you. So, yeah. And a lot of things have been happening in this country. A lot of news, a lot of headlines, both good and bad, you know. Man. So, if you are going through a lot, right, don't give up. That's what I'll say. You know, the thing about a lot is that everybody goes through it. You are not the only one. Reach out to people. Ask for help if you need. Just don't do anything drastic. Don't do anything stupid. The thing is, whatever you are going through, there is someone out there going through like 100-fold, right? So the best thing in life is to be able to. Let's say, as far as you have your health, you can move, you can walk, you can talk, you can you are agile, you know, you do things that normal people do, right? You have nothing to fear. Anything that happens now, it's just temporary, you know. Just keep your head up high and stay humble, you know. Stay blessed, give thanks to God, praise God all the time, you know. Don't give up, don't give in, you know. Devil will test you, the world will test you, everybody around you will test you, but the true character of people who succeed are the people who can face anything at home. That's the people who say, bring it on. I'm here, you know. And the thing is that it's just good to have good people around, you know. That's just what I have to say. Make sure you have good people around you, you know, people who support you no matter what you're passing through. So thank you very much for tuning into today's episode. I'm blessed to be able to speak to you this night. Please like, please share, with love, you know. recommend the podcast, you know, let me share, let me like, encourage my move, encourage my voice. If you enjoy the podcast, let me know. If whatever you want me to talk about next, let me know, you know, and I'll see what I can do about it. So stay blessed, stay chaste, and stay humble, most importantly. Yes, I love you. Stay blessed.